Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Now, you were at this shindig yesterday, Anthony, okay?
Yes.
All right, so you got some splaining to do here. Because when I read it online, when I woke up this morning, I went, no, it had to be kind of an offhand. I got to hear context. Mm. I can't just go firing off from all cylinders, going nuts here, cannons to the left and right, and going crazy. So I want to play the audio, and then I want you to explain what the hell's going on here, all right? Because Kevin Stefanski and everybody's like, oh, great. I don't care about that. And Stipe Miocic won the Athlete of the Year, the Pro Athlete of the Year, obviously. He's the champion.
Yeah, he beat out Colin Sexton and Roberto Perez.
Boy, we'd have a real bad...
Nick Chubb?
And Nick Chubb, yeah.
Yeah, but he's the champion. We'd have a real bad sports problem here.
He beat out Sexton.
People love him.
I was going to throw in another throwaway joke, but it's just not worth it. I got to get to this audio. It wasn't Stipe. It wasn't anybody else. The audio of the night. Go ahead.
Very, very excited about this year's season. We have a good crop of young players. You saw them start to develop last year. And, of course, we have some old stars, one of whom happens to play shortstop, who I know I'm going to enjoy. I'm not sure I can tell you people to enjoy him, but he is certainly fun to watch, and I'm looking forward to some October baseball.
What do I need to explain?
The context of it, Anthony. The context. That don't sound good now, does it?
What do you mean it doesn't sound good?
What do you mean it doesn't sound good? What do you mean you're wondering what it means if it doesn't sound good?
He was feeling very loose in the room. He started to crack some jokes.
Feeling loose in
the
room.
Hell yeah. I mean, it was a night in his honor. The whole night was about him. And he decided to have some fun with it.
Well.
I feel vindicated.
I didn't even want to bring you into it. I already knew. You know, I can't believe it. Hey, dude, champions pose. He might as well do it.
What are you champions posing? The guy,
I need you to explain this for me.
I don't think Kid can champions pose at all.
Why not?
The entire night was perfect. I strongly advise you guys to show up to this thing once in a while. And by the way, I was weeping like a schoolgirl, as usual, during the Courage Award. Which they sent out to this girl, this Taylor.
Why does it got to be a schoolgirl? Yeah. Skylar?
Skylar Scarnecchia.
Okay.
Who was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And when they show the vignette, they do these movies every year that I'm telling you right now, Kenny, they would make you cry.
I'm sure.
Showing the life and times of Hugh Jackson. You would cry.
No, I wouldn't.
They have a knack. They could do a serial killer. And you would sit there and cry and blubber like a fool, and try to hide your face and hope no one's looking at you. Because that's exactly what happened last night. It was an amazing story.
But so your emotions got hijacked yesterday.
They did, and they do every single time. But here's why I don't think you can do champion's pose, kid. I don't think you can do it at all. Because if you were in that room yesterday, you would have gotten on your feet and given a huge round of applause for the Dolans, for the family, and their story.
Well,
because
I'm not going to. I don't be think sitting there booing and throwing tomatoes or
well,
something.
It sounded yesterday like you were. Like you were going to tell them to get off the stage with the Sandman.
So this is
at Showtime at the Apollo.
Wait, now hold on. See, this is what I wanted. Now I'm emotionally moved by the inspirational story you just told. I'm sure I would be if I would have seen it. Now this is the explanation I needed. Because my first thought is to go crazy when I hear something like that. And it's up to you, because you were there, and
yes,
you were with all the luminaries. So it's up to you to dial me back so I don't get nasty phone calls later, because I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, if
so
I think
make sure I'm emotionally stable when I hear that.
See, I have to say, we've had this discussion 1,000 times about Lindor. And I think we all understand that there is no win here for the Indians. they can sign Francisco Lindor. They won't sell any more season tickets. They won't. I people say they will. They won't.
Okay.
No one will buy more season tickets.
All right.
And then they'll have no more money to spend. And then the team probably won't get any better. And then they'll trade Francisco Lindor
in 2 years.
That
doesn't explain the context.
Sure,
of the comment.
Sure. But the other side of that is they cannot sign him, continue to develop the young players, and then everyone's going to be mad at them either way. So they're in a no-win, and if I were them, I would just sell the team. I would sell the team, and I would sit back and wait for the whole thing to crumble. And then when the team moves in 10 years, they can do the I told you so's while Kenny Kidd's doing champions pose. That's what can happen, because that's what's going to happen. That is what's going to happen. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that is what's going to happen.
So he says
that was going to happen.
If I were them, I'd sell the team.
He says that and you
because of people
even,
like Kenny Kidd.
Are you nuts?
Well, if I was
are
him,
you nuts?
If I were them, I would keep my mouth shut about enjoying players
why?
That you know that are leaving.
Exactly. Why would you say that? Why would you say any of
why,
it?
The why whole even bring
night,
it up?
The whole night was for you, and I was
I
on
don't
your
think
side yesterday.
I don't think there's anything he could say to make people like you happy.
Well,
you,
then shut up and don't say anything.
Don't say it.
Just
you
say
don't
thank
need to
you
say that.
For my participation award. Thank you very much. I'll see you later.
By the way,
I'm not even that far.
That participation what? Award thing, that did not go over well.
I don't care.
Oh, what? Yeah. Well, you didn't have the guts to show up and face the music.
I wasn't invited.
I had to do it. Yeah, there's a reason you don't get invited to those things.
I stayed home and went to Bitty Buys. And then woke up and became outraged in the morning.
I love it. All of a sudden, I had to be on the hook for everything he said.
Well,
I did not defend you at all.
Of well, course you did.
Let's see
you?
If Paul will be on the hook for what he said.
Very, very excited about this year's season. We have a good crop of young players. You saw them start to develop last year. And, of course, we have some old stars, one of whom happens to play shortstop, who I know I'm going to enjoy. I'm not sure I can...
Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
The first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
Hollywood Paul Dolan.
That was good. That was perfect.
I've seen him wearing that weight belt around.
I got to laugh because I'm going to cry. That, come on, you cannot tell me you are going down this line. Some people did some work on you last night during this, didn't they?
Apparently.
You can't mention Francisco Lindor in that speech, man. You can't do that. You can't justify that, Anthony. You can't do it.
I think you can't do it. You got to remember who's in that room. Those people in that room, they sit on boards with Paul Dolan, by the way. They made sure to point out, I think he does a lot more than I think people realize when it comes to charity in this area. But they sit on boards with him. These are the corporate sponsors. Those are the types of people who go to these events. These aren't the fans sitting in the 500 level. These aren't the people going to cheap Dolans. These are their friends.
They don't have a district out there.
You are deflecting.
No, believe it or not.
You are deflecting.
But I'm explaining to you.
Okay, but
that's the room
that
he's cracking a joke. He's not telling this joke to try to give warm and fuzzies to all the fans who weren't going to buy season tickets anyway. That wasn't the target.
But again, he might know who's in the room. He should understand that these comments are going to be played publicly. It wasn't like he made some offhanded comment in the back room of a barbershop. If he would have done that, I could understand that.
But maybe you do want to hear this.
He's on a stage
maybe you don't.
In a hotel, and he says that joke, and he knows that we're going to play it in the morning. He knows we're going to play it in the morning.
Can I tell you my reckless speculation?
Please do.
I think this is the beginning of the end for the Dolans. I swear to God.
Okay.
I think this is the beginning of the end.
So he just
wants... Reckless speculation.
I don't even think that's reckless. How's that reckless? How's that reckless? The guy who owns the Kansas City Royals right now, it was documented. Was it Jason Stark or who was it? Who documented that man, John Sherman, was supposed to be in a line of succession or going through with a plan, I should say, to buy the Cleveland Indians. So you can't, it's not even reckless, Anthony, but I don't know why if you're saying that, then you're justifying him making some jokes so he does an actual heel turn so everybody's fine with him selling the team?
No.
We fight all the time with people who beg him to sell the baseball team.
I think he was just cracking a joke. I think that's all it is. Well, I think you're overblowing it. But I'm telling you, I think this is the beginning of the end. I think this part of that coronation, you know, they're not going to give him a Lifetime Achievement Award after he sells the team. I have a feeling, and obviously we all hear stuff. We all hear rumors all the time. And like you said, the guy from Kansas City, that was the intention, was at some point probably to sell him the team over the next few years. It's not going to be him. My guess is they have done all they can with this team. They, like all owners, they wanted to win it all. They came close. And now they're going to cash out, and you'll never hear from them again because that's not the type of people they are. They are obviously not out in front. It's so rare to see him talk at all. And so that's why I was stunned when I saw him yesterday. He was so polished. I'm like, man, I just haven't really seen him talk all that much. And I think they are getting things ready. You know, the father, the mother, they couldn't be there
the
last
Holy
night.
Spirit.
They're up there in years. And this is trending towards a sale. And when they sell the team, we can all get happy like we did when Lerner sold the team. Because that's what everybody did.
Everybody celebrated. What I'm agitated about is that I know that he's had good ownership. At the end of all of this, he's been a good steward for the organization and for the baseball team being in Cleveland. I haven't had to worry about crazy moves. I haven't had to worry about knee-jerk type of things within the organization that I always have to worry about. And sometimes I wake up in a cold sweat when it comes to the team over in Berea. I haven't had to worry about
that. Yes, the Browns are in the midst of yet another GM search.
I thank him for that. But you cannot do that. You can't say that. It just torpedoes everything I say. Hearing him say that, I'm just going, why do you do this? Why did you say that? Of all the things you could have said in an accepted speech for a Lifetime Achievement Award, you mentioned Francisco Lindor and in the Enjoy Him comment. Why? Why would you do such a thing? Because now people are hearing that. You should see the mentions. People are saying things I cannot say on the air about Paul Dolan. And I know he's a pretty good guy. I'm sure he's a pretty good guy. And I know he's done a ton for charity and has really done a ton to help people in Cleveland. And I will always salute him for that. Why would you kill your own message by saying such a thing?
I wish you could show this fervor over the other two teams in town that are going through so many messes.
Do you
want to
replay
basis.
What I said after the Denver Broncos game? We can replay what I said after the Denver Broncos game.
It just seems
we
to
can
me,
do that for you.
It just seems to me that you're looking to start something over a harmless, innocuous comment made at his own. He was making fun of himself. He's making fun of the fervor that was unleashed after he had the comments opening day last year. That's all that was. And he thought that would get a warm reception. It got some laughs in the crowd. And then everybody got up and stood up, and it was a round of applause as everybody celebrated his ownership.
No, you are I'm sorry, Kenny, but he is confusing. You are confusing the element of what I'm talking about. I am not even just attacking him for saying what about Lindor. I'm not mad. I have sat here every single day and said, it's really not good business. I don't think they should sign him because they're not going to sign anybody else, even if they did sign him to $360 million or anything like that. So we're not going to see anything more. And all the stuff about season tickets and all that other crap, I agree with you on. That's not the issue here, dude. The issue is that I've spent all this time with people who seemingly despise him. And I've said, listen, he's not that bad. He's got foibles. There's certain problems with any owner. You're going to have that, but ultimately he's been a good owner and he's ran the baseball team very, very well over his time. And then he says that. So you know what? Nobody wants to hear about me talking about his philanthropy and all that other stuff. They hear what he says about Francisco Lindor and they immediately get mad. You're torpedoing me. You're torpedoing your own argument. That's what I'm pointing out. I'm talking about him, the own argument, not you.
I've heard people in this town talk about this Lindor thing for 2 years as we've been approaching this. I don't think there's anything that could be said that is going to change anybody's mind on this. We all are upset that we can't retain free agents. I got news for you, though. Whoever that next owner is, it's not going to be any better. It's just not.
I cannot
believe. The way that these teams run in this market size with this television deal, you're never going to get a good TV deal. And people, they're not going to the games. They're just not going to. And so we're going to be in this vicious cycle. And that's why, if I'm the Dolans, I'm selling. I absolutely would sell this team.
I'm very surprised that you accuse me of what you're accusing me of. And then a man who's so focused on looks, appearance, marketing, as you are, think that this is perfectly fine and should sit perfectly well with people.
I think it was a joke.
I think obviously it was. It was a joke.
And you say people can take a joke, and clearly you're on the side that cannot right now.
And you can say he understands the room, and I can take a joke with the best of them. I find that to be appalling, what you just said.
Does not sound like it.
But I also know that, because I know that people are going to hear that and flip out. Because they're flipping out right now. They are flipping out online about this, and I'm sure they'll call in when they hear it, and they flip out. If you think it's just a joke, fine. Let me hear you. 216-578-0092. I've tried to sit here and make a defense, and I have no defense. It's a bad joke. And you want to sit there and tell me, well, the people in the room. Then a guy who owns a baseball team should understand that people are going to hear his comments publicly. You know that, and you know in your heart of hearts you know that, and I think by the end of the show you might understand that. I don't know who you talked to yesterday about all this, but boy, you seem to be.
Yeah, I talked to the people that actually
took the blue pill.
Yeah, Ken, what I thought you would be.
Ken, he sat down. Yeah, he had a choice between the red pill, which gives you the truth, or the blue pill, where you hide your head.
Yeah, I talked to people that actually spend money.
The blue pill.
Well, believe it or not, I talked to people that actually buy tickets, not the people that sit at home and bitch and moan during a winning season and don't buy tickets.
That gets the fans.
I don't know what to tell you. Somebody,
yeah, the people who bought the tables over at the Renaissance.
I'll tell you, you're really down with the Cleveland, aren't you? Well, guess what? You don't have a team unless people buy tickets and buy partnerships. You realize that, right? Like Shohei D.
No, I don't know. Please, Shohei D. Says, please talk down to me more about the economics of professional sports.
I think I have to.
I want to hear more.
I think you need a lesson.
I know you have the master's degree. I got it. Let me.
You might need to take a business class.
Please tell me more.
Shohei D. Don't forget to mention that just prior to saying enjoy him, that he thanked the people who buy suites.
Tell me more.
Well, yeah. Yeah, because you know what? If people don't buy suites, you don't have a team.
Yeah. Lay it on me. Lay on that truth. Lay on that reason.
I would hope that people would understand that. But as you're seeing with stadium situations in other cities, when people don't buy suites and people don't buy partnerships, the teams go bye-bye. Do you want the team to go bye-bye? Is that what you want? Do you want to be a minor league sports town?
216-578-0092. We'll get your comments and we'll go about last night live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.